WDKX Wake Up Club Rewind.
One, you know, speaking of changes, since you've come in, you were very instrumental in becoming sheriff, in diversifying the sheriff's department. And we were talking a bit about that off air. And one of the issues we talked a bit about diversifying, getting more people of color in, has been the civil service exam, which is something that I know DKX, Greg Doran, we've talked a little bit about that through Just Law and trying to get people to take the civil service exam, which is how old now?
Yeah, we've been around doing the same system, 50s, 60s. You know, we're talking about the same civil service test that and process that came about decades ago. We've changed so much, yet we're doing the same hiring process we did 30 years ago.
So how? Okay. All right. Well, we've got new technology since 30 years ago.
Let me just give you this one point. So you go in and you take a civil service test. You sign up for it. You go down on a Saturday morning. You take the test. 6 months later, we get your results back.
Uh-huh.
Just think about that. When I'm trying to hire someone, 6 months later, I can get your scores back and run it through. It's a circle test. It's the bubble test that we've all taken. You put in a Scantron and have your scores in 20 minutes. And we're waiting 6 months. Just think about, I'm trying to hire you and tell you, stick around for 6 months, then we can go through a hiring process if you get scored high enough on that test.
I don't know, and this is an unfair question to you, so I'll just say that it's unfair because I'm asking you. Please. How the hell do we fix that? Because this is one of the things you want to do. We want to see the diverse Monroe County Sheriff's Department. So what's the process to get this fixed if it's outdated? If you had a computer 40 years ago, you would be like, well, I need a new computer.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you had even a house that was 40 years old, you would need to update the house.
Right.
Why not the civil service exam?
Well, just take a step back. You ever drive down 490, look up on the expressway, and you see police departments from Georgia here recruiting our candidates down there because they can do it in a weekend. They come to Rochester to get this done in a weekend. You know, simple things. The answer to your question, it needs to be changed at the Albany level. We need legislation. We need civil service change to get this changed. You know, we have to go through the civil service process. We have to issue a civil service test that's written by New York State and administered by New York State. Although we administer here in Monroe County, whether it's RPD, MCSO, Rochester Fire Department, we're all going under this New York State civil service test. So when they issue the test, they only do it once a year. So New York State only issues a test once a year. Why do we only test once a year? That doesn't make any sense. When I got candidates, we're recruiting 24/7 almost, you know? But we tell them, hey, listen, for the road patrol, we're going to test you 2 years from now. That's literally what we're doing because the test just passed. We're asking people to join the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, and we'll look at you 2 years from now. The timing's a broken system.
It scares me because, you know, 6 months is a long time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Six months, I got to get another job. I can't just sit around.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Right? You can't just be like, oh, yeah, I'll see you in 6 months. I'll be ready then and just work out and live at home.
Right.
You know, people have other interests and things pop up. And then next thing you know, that becomes their career and they lose out on what they wanted to do. I ran into a gentleman not too long ago. He took the civil service exam and waited 2 years and finally got a call. And he wasn't interested in what he wanted in that anymore.
Life has moved on, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, we've had two brainstorming meetings. You know, we're looking at the city fire department. We're looking at the city police department. Obviously, we're looking at us. We're meeting some clergy members. And what we're trying to do is come up with a package that's so sweet in Albany that they can't resist it, right? Because we're going to show them this isn't just a MCSO problem, diversifying the organizations. Talk to the Greece Police Department. Talk to the Irondequoit Police. Everybody's having the same problems because it's the same process. Yeah, we spend tons of money out recruiting and our tables of hope and our recruiters are out in the mall grabbing people and making them sign up for these. We get over 1,000 people signed up for this exam, this road patrol exam, which is phenomenal numbers, but we're telling these guys, we'll hire you a year and a half from now. These guys are eligible candidates. These guys and gals, they're going to have another job somewhere in a year and a half, and they're going to think twice about coming join us.
1039 WDKX.